Visa Inc. yesterday launched its Future of Security Roadmap, the roadmap for the South Pacific, introducing initiatives to strengthen the security of the payments ecosystem and help address the threat of fraud in the region. Visa's head of South Pacific, Andy McCown, says Visa has developed the roadmap in partnership with South Pacific governments, financial institutions and leading industry participants to protect and strengthen their economies, its people and key sectors such as tourism. He joins me now on the phone from Australia for more. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Andy.
Kia ora, Brian. Thank you.
Cheers. Andy, firstly, please tell us more about the Future of Security Roadmap.
Thank you, Brian. Well, the ways that we can all pay is constantly evolving, and you'll be aware it was contactless paywave technology in New Zealand where we can all use our Visa debit and credit cards. That's moving into the Pacific now as well. So it's really important for all participants, including merchants, banks, cardholders, to invest and safeguard the payments that they make. So our Future of Security Roadmap is designed to help enhance security across all payment channels, including for retailers, supermarkets, hotels, and when people are making transactions via the internet as well.
And when we're talking about security, Andy, you know, in terms of technology and fraud being so prevalent, especially online, what are some of the ways, you know, or how does the roadmap address this issue?
The roadmap is designed to address things such as devaluing data, and that's all about removing sensitive payments data that can then potentially be used by criminals, fraudsters, in ways that can then end up corrupting the system. And the other angle is protecting the data, and that's all about encryption and tokenization, which makes it even harder for fraudsters to utilize any payment data. Another angle is harnessing the data, and that's all about the systems that the banks have in place to protect and detect potential fraud in the system. And finally, it's about empowering people, consumers, so that they can have their own controls in place to protect themselves as well. So if people aren't comfortable with potentially having cash available on their cards, technology is changing, and mobile apps, for example, could enable people to turn off that functionality themselves via a mobile app, for example.
In terms of the Pacific region, Andy, I mean, we're looking at how many transactions and also how many people use, because especially with tourism being such, a high money earner or spinner in the Pacific region?
Yeah, tourism is definitely a critical element of the South Pacific economy. There's around 3 million people that travel into the Pacific per annum, and they're spending about $3 billion a year across all payment types, including cards and cash. So it's really, really important that the South Pacific maintains a safe and secure environment so that tourists and the locals feel comfortable using paying and then paying more so that the economy starts to thrive. The number of transactions is hundreds of thousands and billions of dollars per year, so it's critically important that we all maintain vigilance to make sure that the South Pacific economy is healthy.
And critical also when implementing a new initiative such as the roadmap, partnerships, especially on a governmental level and, main organisations. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so over the last few years, we've been working with the South Pacific Central Banks. We've had conferences and training sessions with the South Pacific Banks in Samoa, the central banks. We also spend a lot of time individually with individual South Pacific banks across the South Pacific to help train them, to provide best practices, to help them improve their processes and training their staff.
And so the roadmap just is a natural development or occurrence as a result of these discussions over the years, Andy?
It is. We've launched a similar roadmap in Australia over a year ago, and in New Zealand we launched it around 6 months ago. And so it's just timely now to bring it forward for the South Pacific as well. Payments are growing there, and tourism continues to grow. So we think it's a really timely way, a timely point to launch it. There was some fraud in some South Pacific countries 2 or 3 years ago. That fraud's now under control, so it's a really good point to just remind the industry and everyone involved in payments to ensure that they continuously enhance these systems, to particularly with new technology and payments changing all the time.
And we talked about new technology in the area of fraud and strengthening and protecting data, etc., Andy. But in terms of new initiatives, I mean, you know, it wasn't too long ago that it was just the FPOS card. We've added the debit chip and things like that. And now we're talking about, you know, PayWave. What's next in the pipeline in terms of, you know, payment systems?
Mobile payments and wearables. So already New Zealanders and Australians could use their mobile phones or potentially their watches when they're travelling in the Pacific. I've just come from Fiji, and I can definitely use my Apple Watch over there or my mobile phone. So those are good examples of what's changing. And that technology will be available for South Pacific people eventually as well. Right now the terminals in the South Pacific are capable of receiving or accepting a contactless transaction, and that means mobile phones and wearable devices like watches can be used by international travellers at the moment as well.
A very big thank you, Visa's Head of South Pacific, Andy McGowan. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Andy, and wishing you and your family all the very best, a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
It's 11 minutes past 8, Radio 531 PI, Pacific People Together.